Praise the Lord, message number 69, the title of the message, Message from Christ Resurrection. Let's open our Bible to the book of Mark chapter 16 and let us read from verse 1 to verse 7. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him, but go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Let's pray. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us, Lord. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sin and rose from the death to forgive us our sin and to give us eternal life. Lord, we do pray in the name of Jesus that your word will encourage us today, will encourage your church and your people to continue to go on and serve you and worship you and do what is required of each and every one of them to do for you. Lord, we do pray that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. Anoint my lips, Lord, and put verses and statement to bring help, healing, hope, wholeness, and support and salvation to your people. We thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The event and the scene of the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is a painful event. The Lord passed through very severe pain. He suffered on the cross. What we want to emphasize here in this message is not only Christ suffer, but the body of Christ also suffer. The event and the scene of the crucifixion brought not only pain on the body of the Lord, but brought pain on the body of Christ, on the disciple. Not only pain, but depression, discouragement. The disciple face a disgusting situation because everything seemed to be destroyed. Ministry greatly harmed, plans and wishes all gone, and appointment cancels. The disciples even might be planning and programming for certain things, but with the events of the crucifixion of Christ, everything, it seemed like it finished, it end. All of a sudden it happened, they entered Jerusalem, the Lord entered triumphantly to Jerusalem. Within a short period of time, he was caught and he was crucified. The head of the church, the leader of the church, was put to death. So nothing left, everything is in dumb. Everything is in dumb. The disciples scattered. The process of evangelism stopped. Not only persecution was against them, but what they will tell to the people? Where is the Lord? Where is the one that we had put our trust and we are following? Where is he now? Everything, it looked like collapse, like a tent. And the tent collapsed, fall down. Everything scrambled. Certain time, you might pass into your life through problem like this. You may pass through situation, everything becoming upside down. I like what Gideon spoke to the angel of the Lord who appeared to him in the book of Judges, chapter 6. The angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and he told him the following in verse 12. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Let us read the answer of Gideon. "But sir," Gideon replied, "if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our fathers told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and put us into the hand of the Midian." Now here, the answer of Gideon, "If the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us?" If the Lord is with me, you may ask, why have this very big problem? After the event of the crucifixion, as if the Lord have abandoned the church. They don't know what to do. They cannot manage. And the thing also, not only the situation beyond their power, but even beyond their imagination what had happened. They cannot explain it. Why all this happened? They don't know why and they don't know how. In the same for you, you who listen. You may pass through difficult and hard, and you are struggling with a very big problem. But let us get a conclusion from the event of the resurrection. The church was deeply and heavily wounded. It was a big blow to the church. Everything fell down. No one knew what to do. But when the Christ rose from the dead, hope been restored and things came back to normal. We learn certain things. There's a message from the event of Christ's resurrection. What are the points that we can learn from the message of the resurrection? First, God is in full control over each and every situation. You must know in your bigger problem now that you are facing, God is in full control over your life. I believe that God is in full control over my life. He is in full control over the life of the church. He is in full control over the life of my family. He is in full control over the life of each and every member of the church. He is in full control over each and every people's life. He is in full control over each and every problem. And even he is in full control over devil work. I must know that God is in full control and God knows what he is doing. That is the first point I learned. The second point that you must know very well and apply in your life, that God can handle any problem, whatever it is, big or small, easy or complicated. Some people, they say, oh, you don't know my problem. If you know my problem, you wouldn't say like that. Everyone of us who have a problem is a big problem because that is his problem. Why it is big? Because it is my problem. But there are many people, they face the same problem. They are in the same struggle that you are struggling. And you must know that God can handle your problem. Complicated, yes, he can handle it. Difficult, that is his task. Impossible to be solved, that is what he likes to handle. God can handle any problem. The third conclusion, the third point that we want to share and emphasize, you must know that God has a purpose in allowing that particular problem to happen in your life. Some of the time, the purpose of God is clear. Sometime, why God allowed this situation to happen, why this problem to happen, the purpose is not clear. It is not clear, and you may ask, and some people they will ask, why Lord you allow that, why you allow such things happen. Some people they say, why when I start to follow the Lord is the Lord is making me more problem and he allow more problem. No, God has a purpose. You must know that God had a purpose in allowing that problem to pass through your life. He may declare to you his purpose soon or late. And some of the time, God will not declare his purpose, even maybe while we are in heaven, then he will declare to us his purpose. Certain time, God will not declare his purpose unless we are with him in heaven. So you can't say to God why, and you can't question also God. But you must know and realize and believe and have faith that God has a purpose of allowing that particular situation to pass through your life. And you must know that the fourth point that you want to emphasize, God allowed that problem to happen in your life is for your good. Romans chapter 8:28, for all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who have been called according to his good purpose. And we know that all things work together for good. Even problems, hardship, catastrophe, tribulation, you must know it will work for your own good. Many people, they come to know God through trials of and through problems. Many people started to draw near to God through trials, and later on they will testify, because of that difficult situation I transformed, I had been changed through that problem that God allowed in my life. So the fourth point, you must know that all what is happening around you and in you, especially the hardship that you are passing through, it is for your good. The fifth point, God has his own way to solve that problem. You may ask how God will solve it, how God will handle it, how God can make things work out for my good. God has his own way. God has his own thought, and God has his own way for each and every problem. He knows how to handle, and he knows how to solve. The sixth point we learn from the message of the resurrection of Christ, God has his own time to solve your problem. Christ crucified on Friday, on Sunday he rose from the dead. He solved the problem after 3 days. That does not mean every problem God will solve after 3 days. It may be shorter, but it may be longer. But he will solve it on his time. We cannot order God about the time or demand God about the time that he solved his problem. He will solve our problem. He has his own timing. We need to be patient. While we are waiting for God to handle and deal with our problem and solve it and restore us back, the seventh point, we need to do our part. As the woman, the three women, did their part, we need to do our part. Mary Magdalene, she was demon possessed and the Lord delivered her. Mary, the mother of James, and Salome, three of them, they did their part. How they face the death of Jesus, they were inspired by the Lord to go and buy spices and to go to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus. They woke up early the first day of the week, and they go move to the tomb, and they were asking, they have a problem, but they were walking toward the place where Jesus was buried. Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? They were asking, because the stone was very heavy and big. But while there, they found out that the stone is rolled away and the Lord is risen from the dead. He has risen. As they did their small part, God did the big part of the trial that the church and all of them, they were passing through. The seventh point, you must know that you need to do your part. What is your part? Maybe sometime to mourn, to get sad, to weep, to cry out to God, to pray and to fast to the Lord. The disciples did their part when the Lord arrested and crucified. Some of them, they run away, they hide. Others deny. That's their part, how they responded. What is your part that you need to do to face this problem? Maybe faith. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he will make your path, and he will make the path straight. He will make your crooked path straight. Maybe that's the part that you need to do. You need to trust God. As the woman, they were inspired to do small things. The Lord will lead and inspire you to do small things for him. As you do your part, and you must know that, and we must know that, our part is small but crucial. God's part is big and essential. As we do our small part, God will solve the problem. What was the purpose that God put in the heart of those three women to buy spices and to go to anoint his body? His purpose was to use them to be the first three witnesses for his resurrection. When they reached the tomb, they received the message that he is not here. He has risen. He is not here. And they took the message. As he told them, go tell his disciple and Peter, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. The purpose of God for them to do this small thing and buying the spices and go to the dome is his purpose, to give them the message they need to give to the disciple and to the people and to the crowd and to us even this very day and for the future, for the people to know that Christ risen from the dead. What we learn here, that as we do our small part in facing the hard trials that God allowed to happen in our life, God will do his big part and his big role, and we will be inspired by the Lord to have the message of hope, hope for us and hope for the crowd and the people and to the church that we are part of. Let us take these principles by heart and apply it in our life. Take this principle. You must know that God is in control. God can handle your problem. God had a purpose of allowing that to happen. God has all purpose to make this a problem of a blessing to you. This problem had happened is for your own good. God has his own way to take you out of this problem, has his own method, has his own way. God has his own solution, and you must know that God has a perfect time to solve this problem that you are passing through, absolutely. And to that happen, you need to do your small part and rule, waiting upon God that he will do his big part in handling your life situation. The early church faced many problems, but the Lord solved them all. The issue of the crucifixion, his death, he rose from the dead, and he brought hope back to the church and to his disciples. He restored them, encouraged them, he guided them and directed them. In the early church, the church faced many persecutions. Saul was trying to destroy the church, but finally, the Lord touched him and converted him, and Saul was used by the Lord to build the church of God. Peter was arrested, and he was about to be executed, but finally God released him and delivered him and relieved him, as we read in Acts 12. The church was praying earnestly for the Lord, for Peter. The hope for us this day as a church and as a Christian is a prayer, hoping in the Lord that he will do his part and he will deliver us as we trust in him and do our small part, looking forward to the risen Lord to remove stones and the blockages from our lives and ways and use us to declare his good news to the people and the crowd around us. Let us come to the Lord, come to the Lord, and tell him, Lord, I know, God, that now you are in full control over my life. Even with this bigger problem that I'm facing, I trust you, Lord. You can handle it. You have a purpose in allowing that. And I know, Lord, it is for my good. I trust you, O God, that you have your own way in solving it. Although my mind cannot imagine how, but I trust you, because your ways is not my own, is not my ways. And I believe, Lord, that at the right time you will come and solve it. Lord, until this time will come, give me patience and give me self-control to trust you more and more, and inspire me to do what you ask me to do, and give me the message Lord, I'm opening my heart and my life and my mind and my hands to receive the message from you that you want me to declare, to live it, and to declare it to the people around me, to your church, and to your people, and to those who are far away from you, to bring them to you, and to know that you are the true living God who has risen from death, and you are the Lord over our life. Lord, take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit, and let me accomplish what you desire of sending that message to us and to your church and to your people and to everyone who here. Uphold your church and your people who are facing trials and hardship. We thank you and we bless you, Jesus. Oh Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.